sermon today. Mark's Gospel. Apologize. Mark chapter number 8 began in verse number 34. Taking up your cross. The meaning of the cross is oftentimes misunderstood. The cross is an emblem of suffering. It's an emblem of shame. It was a symbol of disgrace. Roman time that Christ was crucified, and this was their form of capital punishment. It was not meant to, it was meant to be a deterrent to crime, but it was also meant to be a very shameful and disgraceful event, as it was not private. It was in the middle of, or up on a hill usually, to where everyone in town could see what was happening. It was the worst possible way to die. It caused the most pain and suffering of any torture chamber that has been devised by man. And so it is an interesting thing, but also, you know, in the same aspect of how horrible the cross is, it's yet beautiful. Because in the midst of its symbolism of death, it also represents life. Because through his death, we are given life. And so the cross that Christ is talking about, he's talking to his disciples here. And he mentions in verse number 34, it says, "And when he had called the people unto his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Let's pray. Father, we're thankful, Lord, for your word. Lord, we are thankful for the cross of Calvary this morning, and Lord, how that you died for our sins. And we're thankful that you extend the invitation to have sins forgiven and cleanse our hearts. And Lord, how you save us for eternity. Lord, I pray that now as we go through your word and Lord, through this preaching time, that you would hide me behind that precious cross. These dear folk not see me this morning, God, that they would see you. Speak to our hearts, save that one that is lost, bring that one to repentance that is backslidden, and Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise and the honor and the glory, for it's in Christ's name we pray, amen. So, he says, "And he gathered all the people together, disciples also, and he said to them, Whosoever will come." Whosoever will. Doesn't this remind you of the Gospel of John, where he says, "For God so loved the world, that whosoever will believe on him, or whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord." Remember Paul in the book of Romans. So a whosoever is you. A whosoever is me. A whosoever is your neighbor, your friends. It is all inclusive. It is not exclusive of anyone. Whosoever will. There is no prerequisites to this salvation. There is no prerequisites to being able to follow him, except for, notice what he says also in verse 34. "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself." Let him deny himself. What is he saying here? To put God first. Titus chapter 1 says, "They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work a reprobate." Let him deny himself. Now, we live in a very selfish world, right? I think we would all agree with that this morning. And we have those selfish desires, and we definitely are living in a me generation. What is in it for me? What kind of profit, what kind of gain am I going to receive if I do this or that? are certainly self-centered. But yet Christ is saying, if you will follow me, you must deny yourself first to put God first. Put God first in your marriage, in your homes, in your relationships, to get self out of the way. To get self out of the way. Let us also, we must bear this cross. Let him deny himself and take up his cross. Take up his cross. Your cross comes in many different weights and styles, right? My cross may not be as heavy or maybe heavier than maybe your cross. Your cross may not be as heavy, or maybe it's heavier than the cross that I bear. These crosses that we bear, it comes in many different weights and styles. Luke says in Luke 14, and whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me, he cannot be my disciple. We must bear the cross. The believer's cross is not any and every kind of suffering and sickness or tension. The believer's cross must be, like his Lord's, the price of his social nonconformities. It is the path, the end of the path, freely chosen after counting all the costs. Am I really to be different? It's a social reality of representing in an unwilling world the truth of God's word. Dear friend, if there was ever a time that we must bear our cross, it is today. We are conforming to society so much, and we talked about this last week, and tolerating things today, tomorrow will be embraced. We must be careful with those types of things. The cross is the pain involved in doing the will of God. It's not an easy road that we travel, right? It's a difficult road. It is a road filled with pain and heartache and troubles and sickness and various other things that come, because that tests our faith in God. Are we willing to allow Him and trust Him with everything that we are? We must let go of popularity. Take up the cross means that we take a stand for the Lord Jesus no matter what it cost. It may cost us that popularity. It may cost us money. It may cost us embarrassment. But a question would be, are we willing to suffer reproach for the glory of God? Are we willing to endure that one that talks about us because we are doing what Christ has instructed us to do? Well, I've been called a lot of things down through the years, and I know a lot of people may not see, especially in today's society, doesn't see things perhaps the way that you and I would see things, and there's a lot of turmoil in the church today, church as a whole. We want to embrace and we want to allow and we want to do these things, but yet we have to understand that while we are to love and we are to bring people to the cross and allow Christ to do what Christ does, we must also stand firm in what the Word of God says. We cannot compromise His Word. Are we willing to suffer reproach? Notice what else he says. He says, if you're going to be my disciple, if you're going to follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross, and do what? Follow. To follow. Matthew chapter 4 says, and he saith unto them, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. The man with a cross is no longer in control of his own destiny. He lost control of that when he picked up his cross. We allow Christ to control where we are headed. Follow me, as Christ said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man can come unto the Father, no one can enter into heaven unless they come through me. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the way, there is no going. Without the life, there is no living. To follow means to obey. To obey. There was a testimony meeting following an evangelistic crusade in Brockton, Massachusetts, by D.L. Moody. And a young man stood up to speak in his meeting, and it soon became clear that he knew very little Christian doctrine. But he finished by saying this, I'm not quite sure, but I'm going to trust, and I'm going to obey. Daniel Towner, who was in that same meeting, jotted the words down and gave them to John Samus, who developed the lyrics from them. You and I know the song that says, when we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. And while we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy with Jesus, but to trust and obey. Dear friend, I don't know this morning, and I don't know where your heart is with the Lord, and I don't know, maybe, you know, as we wind down 2025, is that not difficult for us to grasp? As we wind this year down and we look expectantly towards a new year, right? Hopefully. And as we, I think it's what, three days till the new year actually. So are we willing to be more of a follower? Are we willing to say, Lord, I don't know a lot? Right? And it's okay to admit that you don't know a lot. I don't know a lot. Heard a funeral director friend of mine years ago, he had said, we was talking, and he was kind of a mentor to me. He had been a funeral director for 40, 50 plus years, and at the same funeral home, and I was asking him questions. You know, I was a young, I wasn't but 16 or 17, still in high school, and I knew that that was going to be the career for me, right? And I was asking him questions, and he said, you know, Justin, I know just enough to know that I don't know anything. And I thought, those are words of wisdom, right? I know just enough to know that I don't know anything. But I can tell you that God is a loving God. That Jesus loves us beyond compare. And that He went to the cross of Calvary to die for us. And He simply says, you may not know everything. And that's okay. But will you trust and obey? Trust and obey. So as we enter into a new year, can I issue that challenge to you? I've issued it to myself to trust more, to be more of a follower, to remove self out of the equation. I simply trust in God and obey. Amen. This will be your time to do business with God. We'll extend a hymn of invitation. Maybe you simply need to say, Lord, I need help. Help thou my unbelief. Help me, Lord, to trust you more. Help me, Lord, to obey what you've called me to do. Maybe you just just need to thank the Lord for his presence, for his watch care over us for the last year, and simply hinge on him for the new year that's ahead. Whatever it is, as we sing together, we pray.
Oh.